KX, mobile.
For HKX, KS4, VWA.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Taking my truck down to the Dodge base to get a little insurance claim taken care of. And about doing a bunch of honeydews and chores and trying to make a little money. I'll tell you what, it's always something. Hey, when you go climb down off that wall and turn the thermostat back up?
Off that mountain this morning.
KP2A check then.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, y'all. Steve, you never called me back that day. Did I not hear Steve on here?
Yeah, that's me. Go ahead, Dave. What's up?
Weren't you supposed to call me the other day?
Goodness. Hey, let me tell you what I did. A guy came up by the house, and I hear you got a Mustang.
Yeah.
And I see it.
Yeah.
He left with my Mustang. And then another fellow that was with him left with my white one.
Forgive you, Steve. No worries. When you get back today, we'll try a test today.
Me, or did he blank out for just a second? What are we going to test, Dave?
Steve, it's going to be you. You got a lot of background noise on you.
Say that one more time. We're going to what?
I just want to do some simplex tests between my house and your house. No big deal. No big deal. We'll do it later or tomorrow or something. Doesn't matter.
Oh, man. Listen, I am sorry. I got so much going on, it slipped my mind. And the reason I got background noise is my big truck is in the shop, and I'm in that old gold F-150 this morning. It's kind of noisy. So, yeah, just as soon as I get back to the house, I'll give you a call, Dave, okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'm not angry, not at all, not the slightest. No, actually, Sally and I are heading out for a couple of hours, so we'll do it this evening or something, you know, or this afternoon. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a call when I get back, because it probably won't be until mid to late afternoon.
That'll work. Okay. Yeah, so the blue best thing in that white one I was going to rebuild. Man gave me enough money that I couldn't turn it down.
No. It's all right. Man, if I didn't come on here and break your chops about something, man, it wouldn't be a good day.
Coming off the mountain this morning there, Patrick.
It was good. I'm down here, already been at work for a couple hours now.
What's going on with this little bitty radio? I'm listening along, and I know it's not you guys, but it just blanks off for a second. I think it's got something to do with the squelch on it.
Sorry, what are you using, a handheld in that truck?
It's got a little QIT 25-watt mini, and it is small.
Okay, good. If your audio is just a little bit muffled, then that could be me. I don't know. I'm going to buy an external speaker for this radio now that I got it set up in a little bit more permanent situation. Gentlemen, I'm going to back out. I'm going to pass it over to Patrick. I'm going to back out of here. We're heading up to Spartan Photo up in Spartanburg here shortly. I'm going to go look at some lenses and things. And I'll catch you guys later. Patrick, over to you. KB2HXS.
Before you run off, that was a half-inch wrench I had ordered for you, was it not?
Yes, sir.
It is in, but I don't have it with me today.
No worries. Don't make a special trip. When you come back down, that's great.
I'll talk to you later, KO4HKX.
All right, Patrick, thank you. You gentlemen have a good day. KV2HXS.
You're just doing business everywhere there, Patrick. That's good. About 5 minutes away from my destination. I got to drop the keys off of this thing this morning. Let them get started on it. I hope they're not going to keep it for 2 days.
It's away from where I'm I'm heading. This drive here has got a little bit room between the shops.
Got a little problem with this radio. I don't know if it's a squelch, but the audio cuts out, and I only get, I'll get most of everything, and it'll blank out for about 2 seconds.
W4DJW.
Go ahead.
Morning, Patrick. Steve, it sounds like you're way too close to the mic. That's why I think Dave was telling you it sounded a little muffled. It sounds like you're eating the mic.
Okay. Well, I'm holding it up at arm's length right now. And one of the issues is it's loud inside this truck. So I think I got a top rod to get over the noise. But anyhow, I'll see if I can talk a little softer and maybe that'll help a little bit. But my receive audio will drop out for 1 and 2 seconds at a time about halfway through a transmission. So I think that may be a squelch issue. I don't know. I'm probably going to go back in there and reset the squelch.
Oh, because all noise goes away when that happens? Static and everything is gone? So it sounds like it needs a squelch adjustment and it needs a mic gain adjustment. If you're holding the mic at arm's length and it's still too loud, sounds like it's got way too much gain in it.
I'll have to go in when I get a chance to figure this little radio out. And I'm going to go ahead and grab my 8900 out of the truck. And I'm going to drop the keys off for this morning and grab the radio out of it so I make sure I got a Yaesu in the truck.
Roger that. Is that a lot of trouble?
You got to do what you got to do to get the job done.
I'm looking to see. I've got 3 spare 2-meter rigs to see if one of them is a dual band.
8900 is a dual VFO, so I can monitor everything going on inside and outside. Now, Dave, I got a question for you. What do you suggest as far as a pigtail length on my Baofeng to start off?
I didn't understand the question. Talk a little bit softer, because it's overloading your mic. You're getting deviation on your modulation.
Okay, I'll try that. What do you recommend as a starter length for the pigtail on my Baofeng?
Like a power pigtail?
That antenna. That stub antenna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you got your rubber duck, and then probably an inch, and then a quarter inch, something like that.
One more time.
Your rubber duck, and then an inch, and then a quarter inch.
Regular coax.
Yeah, the size that'll fit down in a BNC connector.
Got it. So, I've got some there at the house all set, ready to go with the adapter to screw straight into the Baofeng, and all I got to do is trim to the right length. So, all set, baby.
I think my ICOM is a single band, but I'm checking on the model number.
Okay, and 4VWA. What did we say? 15 minutes prior?
Yeah, it says UHF, VHF. It might just be one band, one or the other. They're not both. It's a 208. Do you know much about a IC208H?
Because of the type of programming, I have tended to stay away from ICOM altogether after that IC706. No, I don't know much about him at all. But, we'll check in about 15.
Roger. And, it's probably better to stick with the radio, than the radio that you would have to learn last minute.
I got it. Well, fellas, Patrick, I enjoyed the ride along, Dave. I've got to run into the Dodge dealership here and drop them off the keys and grab that other radio. I'll go ahead and check out. Go ahead and do that.
You went down in a hole and we lost you on the end of that transmission, but we'll wait for you when you get back. You still there, Patrick?
I'm still here, Dave. KO4HKX.
Did you get your package from the SimplexNet?
I did.
Got mine, too. I'm working on a program that you can pick that loads all that data up into a program and then outputs push pins for Google Earth and connecting lines where you could talk and not where you couldn't, and colors the pins that you can't speak to one color and colors the pins you can speak to another one, so that we can just generate everybody's KML. That's called a Google Earth KML file, and it just does all the work for you. You just open it, and it shows you on Google Earth a visual representation of what you could and couldn't see and where everybody's located.
But mine's very easy to remember. I only got one.
Is that due to a technical error, or is that due to just where you're located?
I'm going to say a little bit of both. I forgot to turn the repeater step off on the Yaesu when my time frame, but I transmitted down on slot 27 and only it heard me.
Okay. Well, so that's the learning. That's part of doing the whole exercise, is learning about those things, because nobody really suspected anything like that would happen. And I suspect that that happened to several stations who didn't get anybody that received them. All of them, in fact. I think everybody could hear somebody. So, but if you were transmitting on a different frequency, there was no way anybody was going to hear you. I don't know how anybody heard you I don't know how he did that, how he was able to hear you.
Because when I transmitted on slot 27, I had it fixed, and that's when he heard me.
Okay. All right. Well, say live and learn, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, is getting used to the equipment and understanding where the gotchas are and avoiding them for the next time. Hopefully, he'll do it again in the not-too-distant future.
I think he's planning to, and that way everybody can give it another try, and then, just like you say, it can fix the issues that we had. But I'm destinated here, Dave, so I'm going to hop off for now and say 73 KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, have a good one. Be safe. KO4HKX, W4DJW, clear.